Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Today, it is the 9th of August, 2022. On today's show, we discuss the news that ESPN is out of the Big Ten sweepstakes. It looks like the Big Ten has their media partners pretty much set. What does this mean for the Big 12, for the Pac-12, for everybody moving forward? And also, the Cale Gundy situation continues at Oklahoma. I'll give my thoughts on that and more. Make sure you guys follow the show at LO Big 12 on Twitter. You guys can follow me at Josh Neighbors _. You guys can find the show wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube as well. All right, so let's get into it. This news came from John Orend over at the Sports Business Journal. He said, "I am heading on vacation to Delaware, the shore next week, which will undoubtedly mean there'll be this busiest week of the year." We feel that. So this came out today, or yesterday rather, on August 8th. It says Fox, CBS, and NBC look likely to win Big Ten deals. In addition to this, we just got news that ESPN has pulled out of the Big Ten media rights negotiations. This, according also to John Orend. And he says that it ends one of the longest media relationships in the business. ESPN has said no to the conference's final offer of a 7-year, $380 million per year package that sources tell Sports Business Journal. So with this, and I'll read you all the story that we also have here from Sports Business Journal. It sounds like ESPN now is just going to be having the ACC and the SEC. That's set in stone right now. But who is going to be getting the Big Ten? Fox, CBS, and NBC look likely to win Big Ten deals, according to Orend. Barring a last-minute change, direction of the Big Ten, the media rights negotiations, ESPN will be without the conference's football and basketball games for the first time in 40 years. I've told that agreements could be reached by the end of the week or push into next. CBS and NBC have emerged as the clear frontrunners to pick up Big Ten rights alongside Fox Sports. Now, this article was published. It did say ESPN was still involved, but we just saw that report from John or the tweet from John. That's no longer the case. So here's how it breaks down. Fox has agreed to the A package, agreed to it months ago. As part of its deal, it will carry a football game on the broadcast network at noon Eastern time, plus football games on its cable channels, FS1, BTN, which it holds a 60% stake of. The conference's deals with CBS and NBC are not finalized, but it looks like the two networks are in the lead to split a B package. CBS would pick up games from 3:30, and NBC would carry games in primetime. NBC streaming service Peacock would also wind up carrying some games. Amazon has bid on these packages, but sources describe CBS and NBC as the clear frontrunners. The Big Ten is expected to be the first college conference to eclipse the $1 billion per year rights fees once it's all said and done. So there are a few things to note here about this, this situation that we're currently talking about. So I had done episodes about the Big 12 potentially being in business with NBC and with CBS. CBS has Paramount Plus, which is their streaming service, and also NBC has Peacock, which is their streaming service. And I said, hey, the Big 12 could team up with them. You know, we talked about the Notre Dame shoulder programming situation. Maybe they could do that. CBS needs somebody to fill that 3:30 window. Well, we've got an answer now on how they're doing that. They did not say whether or not the Big Ten is going to have more than one game on Fox. It sounds like Big Noon Kickoff is going to be a Fox game every single week. Once again, I'll read you what it said. It says that of the A package, as part of its deal, it will carry a football game on the broadcast network at noon Eastern time, plus football games on its cable channels, FS1 and BTN, which it holds a 60% stake of. So the next question I kind of had is for Fox, what are they going to do at 3:30? What are they going to do at 7? You know, I know they have baseball that is obviously going to be carried on Fox during the playoffs. So is that going to factor in to whether or not we see Big 12 or Big 10 football games on network. I think that's just an important caveat that we note here as we head towards the baseball postseason and also the football postseason. I mean, you know, it's obviously not going to be this year, but it's going to be down the lines, and the baseball postseason is not moving. All right. So kind of where are we with everybody, right? Where are the conferences? Where are the cable networks, right? So at this point, Fox has the Big Ten. They still have the Big 12 a little bit until, you know, 2025. But they've got, beyond 2025, they've got the Big Ten, they've got FS1, they've got BTN. It makes sense, right? Fox and the Big Ten are paired together. Why is this happening? Well, let's go over to ESPN. Once the SEC became 16 teams, you know, you could tell ESPN, ABC, and Disney were putting a very strong emphasis on the Southeastern Conference. And I think the Big Ten, in a lot of ways, didn't feel slighted by this, but they did feel like that there was some, you know, they're not being accounted for as the big dog. Whereas over at Fox, they really are treated like the kings that they believe themselves to be. And obviously the numbers don't lie. This is going to be a massive, massive television deal for the Big Ten and amount of money that they're going to rake in. So you can't be upset with them for believing that, hey, this makes a ton of sense for us. You know, we're being treated like that. I mean, think about, you know, ESPN has had Big Ten games on early, ACC games on early, SEC games, have had Big 12 games. They've had it all. Now they're going to lose the Big Ten, and the Big Ten wants to go to Fox. And now it seems like the television partners are being pitted against each other. Now, I think there's an ultimate scenario where we see playoff expansion and both of these TV partners end up getting some games from the college football playoff. We'll see how that ends up kind of going forward, right? Is an NFL situation where the championship game, the final game, rotates between Fox and ABC and, you know, ESPN and all that kind of stuff? Do we see that kind of situation? I'm curious if we do. But you can see ESPN is being kind of positioned in this place of power with the SEC, Fox with the Big Ten, kind of the inevitability. The next question I had about this, because the ACC's deal is kind of done, right? It's set in stone. They're on the hook for a long time. ESPN's not going to give that up. The next domino to fall is, okay, what do things look like for the Pac-12 and for the Big 12? Both of these conferences are going to have their deals coming up. The Pac-12 is in their negotiating window right now, and the Big 12 is going to be here in the near future. The Pac-12 comes up right before the Big 12 does. And we have to note, you know, we talk about television companies. I mean, that deal with USC and UCLA going over to the Big Ten, look, let's be honest about it. That was helped in part facilitated by Fox. Fox now probably does not have as much interest in the Pac-12 as it did before. You know why? Because the Big Ten was able to poach two of those schools. And I guarantee you the television networks were somewhat, you know, involved in that. Do I have any proof? No, but come on. What is this all about, right? I mean, this is collaboration. This is, you know, I mean, Bob Oldsby called out ESPN for it. Sure, they were definitely involved at OU in Texas going to the SEC, but not a whole lot you can do there. And the kind of the world keeps turning, world keeps spinning. And so obviously Fox, you know, I think we can pretty much assume they were heavily involved in this. So now the Pac-12 and the Big 12 still have a couple things they can offer. The Pac-12 can offer that late time window. John Wilner, Pac-12 hotline, said they can offer the 13 weeks of the season, 26 games, Friday night, Saturday night, in a late window that nobody else plays during. That's very true. We'll see how valuable that is to ESPN. The one thing ESPN, though, is losing with this deal is with the Big Ten leaving, is they are losing out on games that they populate ESPN and ESPN2 with early, you know, with the early early window, right? Big 12 can play in that window. The Pac-12 cannot, right? The Big 12 can play at noon. Pac-12 cannot play at noon unless they want to start games at 9 a.m. And I don't think they have any interest to just to put it on ESPN or ESPN2. Maybe they do, but I don't think that any of the Pac-12 schools have interest in that. The question here is, does ESPN, ABC, and Disney, do they want some consolidation? Do they want the Big 12 and the Pac-12 to join together, or for one to poach teams, you know, from the other? Is that something that they have any interest in? I'm not sure, because you think about the ACC and the SEC right now, right? The SEC deal is the SEC deal. It's massive. It's huge. It's great for ESPN, whatever. And also they poached the CBS 330 game. That's more the reason why they're all in on the SEC. The ACC, is they've got them in a vice grip, right? I mean, that's a really friendly deal. Honestly, that's a TV-friendly deal. I'm talking about TV-friendly deal, not a conference-friendly deal. They'd be paying more to have, you know, Clemson and Miami and Virginia Tech and Florida State all join the SEC and make the, you know, dry up the price for less, you know, generally less programming. It would not be good for them to split that up. So they've got more programming with the ACC package for a cheaper price than they would if you know, they'd have less programming and they'd still be paying a really high price if those schools were to go to the SEC, the ACC schools. The question here is it better off for them to take all of the programming of the Pac-12 and all the programming of the Big 12 together, you know, I mean, separate deals, but like they want it all, right? One, you know, they want multiple bites of the apple, if you will. Or do they want these two leagues to consolidate and go to one package? Will they be behind the scenes working on this, trying to make this a thing? I think that is one big question I have. Once again, these TV networks, they have some say in this. They help facilitate these moves. You're not checking off on these deals without those things being noted. So I think ESPN's next moves are going to be interesting to see what they want to do, because they've got ESPN, they've got ESPN2, they've got ESPNU, they've got ABC, where they want to put programming on all day on Saturday. And think about all the games that were on. You'd have games from the Big Ten that were on ABC. You'd have games, the Big Ten on ABC at 12 and 3. You'd have Big Ten games on ESPN, ESPN2 at 12 and 3:30 as well. I mean, those are time slots that Big Ten matchups, a lot of them did populate. And so now you've got the 3:30 on ABC game. We already, you know, we already know that the 3:30 ESPN, whatever they're going to do with that. I'm not sure it's ESPN or ABC. They're putting that 3:30 SEC game, but still there's a lot of programming that needs to go around it. And now you're not going to see any more Saturday night games, right? No Herbie and Fowler going to be calling Big Ten games anymore. Penn State, Ohio State was a game that was on, you know, at night a whole lot. Michigan played Notre Dame on ESPN. You're not going to see that probably anymore. But ABC had a Michigan State, Michigan a few years ago. That is not going to happen anymore. So there are a lot of time windows, you know, and talking about Northwestern playing Illinois, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Northwestern. Those games always populated like ESPN at noon, right? Illinois versus Maryland, ESPN2 at noon. Those are games they no longer have. And also they still have to put programming on the ACC and the SEC networks. When those leagues are playing games, you know, they've got a full day of games. Three of their conference games usually go on there, right? The SEC network is going to put a game at noon, a game at 3, and a game at 7:30 or 8 on the SEC network. Well, if you got a conference schedule and, you know, you got one of those situations where you're playing, you know, you only got 8 possible matchups, right? In conference season, you have 16 teams, only 8 teams can play. Well, you know, at that point, 3 of your 8 matchups are there off the board. ACC network is same thing, right? 12, if you're going with the 12, 3, and the 8, and there's, you know, 6 of those matchups that you get from those two leagues go out the window. And obviously they can still populate with a lot of their games. They still have a lot left, but there are many places that, you know, many windows they can put a lot of these games. And sometimes the Big 12 will be offering better matchups than Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech at noon. Might not be as appealing as a, you know, Baylor versus a TCU, right? Or a, you know, Baylor versus an Oklahoma State at noon on ESPN, right? Oklahoma State versus, you know, BYU. Would you want to put that at 3:30? Or you put, you know, a, you know, Georgia Tech versus Miami, right? I know there's certain big brands, but like, what is the better contest, better matchups? They might opt to put some of those on there. And depending on how things go with the ACC network, there's a certain amount of games for each of those teams that have to be on there. So look, that, you know, there are some, there are going to be opportunities. It's just a matter of how does the Big 12 fit into those opportunities? Now, much like the one question I have is, are the three partners with the Big 10, Fox, CBS, and NBC, are they now out of the picture for the Pac-12, the Big 12? I don't think so. Fox, you're just talking about one game here. So what do they want to put on later on in the day? That's a question there that we have to wonder about. What about CBS? Does CBS just want a 3:30 game? Is that all they want? A 3:30 Big Ten game? And that's just it? Is that all they're going to do? Or do they want shoulder programming for that game? They want stuff that's going to be on Paramount Plus? That's a question there. For NBC, they've got Notre Dame and they're going to put some of these games on Peacock. So what's their appetite as well to add more? I'm not sure, but also other media partners that are potential, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, Apple TV Plus, all of these places might be interested in programming. It sounds like Amazon wanted the Big Ten and they're going to swing and miss on getting involved with the Big Ten here. So that opens a potential avenue for the Big 12. I think now with this move, the most likely scenario is you see the primary rights holder being ESPN, and then you see the secondary stuff spread out. And I think it's what we thought was going to happen anyway, but now there is a greater need at ESPN to fill those windows. And once in, this goes back to what they want with the Pac-12 and the Big 12. Do they want them both to fill all the programming as possible? They create a Big 12 network if they add them. They add more teams. I'm very, very curious. And also, yeah, there's ESPN News too. I'm not sure how many games they're putting on there. But between ESPN, ESPNU, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News, and ABC, there's a lot of time slots that could be filled here is kind of generally what I'm getting at. And then also there's ESPN Plus, which they might want to put some of these games on. They already do for the Big 12. So there is opportunity here. There is opportunity for the Big 12 to fill some of the gaps the Pac-12 left, especially earlier on in the day. This puts them in a decent position. Once again, you kind of wish they were going first. If the Big 12's rights actually expired before the Pac-12, maybe we'd have a bit more resolution on conference realignment. That'd put them in a better spot. I do think the Pac-12 has a very nice advantage here with being able to go first, but I'm not sure it fully protects them. It also could be a situation where they see the rights, they don't like what they're seeing, but I think ESPN is now going to regroup and then think about, okay, we've got the SEC, ESPN, ABC going to regroup. We've got the SEC, we've got the ACC, but we do need to make sure we're populating all of these channels during the season, right? I mean, what's the point of ACC and SEC networks if you're not putting games on those channels? You know, they need to make sure they have enough all across the board to fill all of the, satisfy all of those things. So that's where the Pac-12 and the Big 12 come into play, in my opinion. And I think ESPN is going to be wanting them. The way in which ESPN wants them is the question. They want them together. They want them separate. What is most advantageous for them? Also, basketball, one thing too, that's going away. So there is more opportunities to fill those gaps with basketball games, Big 12 basketball games, maybe a bit earlier in the starts, right? We see a lot of Big Monday, Big 12 games that are 9 o'clock Eastern time starts, maybe start seeing some more 7 o'clockers, right? To put in those slots where the Big 10 games are now missing and they are now lacking. And also you're not going to see any, I know a lot of the Big 10 games run Fox and whatnot during the season, but you're going to see less of those on ESPN. You're not going to see as many big college basketball games on Saturday from the Big 10, more from the Pac-12, more from the Big 12. I mean, like, I don't think we're going to see Iowa State versus Texas top 25 matchup anymore. That's not going to look, I know Texas is leaving, but you're not going to see Iowa State versus a, you know, pick a Oklahoma State top 25 matchup anymore on ESPN Plus. I think obviously they want to put that game on big ESPN or ESPN2 or ESPNU. So the basketball part of it too, there's some opportunity. While, you know, while this might KO a few partners in as a primary rights holder, the biggest one, the, you know, the live sports leader, the mothership, as they call it, ESPN, still open for business. And other entities, Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, Apple TV Plus, not satisfied right now in the college football space. So a potential get in there for the Big 12. All right, word from our sponsors, and we'll touch on the Cale Gundy situation. Today's show is brought to you by LinkedIn. It is the fall, and the best place for you to find anybody you need for your small business is LinkedIn Jobs. They're here to make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. You know, every single week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, let's hit on the Cale Gundy thing really fast here. We're going to talk to John Williams tonight, part of our weekly roundtable we do about this situation. And I think the one thing I'm focused on right now with this, Cale Gundy takes the iPad from a player in a meeting because he's not paying attention, reads aloud the words in the iPad. A couple rap lyrics were on there, and they said the N-word. And he read it twice to make his point, I believe. And he resigns. Brent Venables puts out multiple statements. People on both sides are kind of fractured about this. But here's why I come down on this. You know, I was not in the room. I don't know what happened. There's a team meeting. I talked about it. There seemed like generally there's some support for Cale Gundy. But once this got out and once people knew about it, you know, as a new coach, Brent Venables really is probably very concerned about the image of the school. When they're recruiting, they're trying to keep this positive momentum rolling right now. And the best way to do that is to eliminate distractions. If it's something you have to fight negatively on the recruiting trail, it's not worth having around. I know some people might say cancel culture, you have to fight that. I mean, look, do I think he totally deserved it to lose his job? You know, in a general sense, no, but there's context here, right? And what he said is, you know, is not forgivable. And in the job space that he's saying it, right, as a college football coach, you're recruiting a lot of Black players. You have a lot of Black players in your team. And if you're going to be reckless with words like that, that shows there maybe there's a lack of accountability, maybe not as healthy of an environment as you want to foster. And that stuff matters, guys. That stuff matters now, all right? So I think they did the best thing for the program, because if you keep him around, that's something that people can negatively recruit against you with, all right? That's just the reality of the situation. So now you don't have to fight that on the road, and you can look like you hold people accountable, as opposed to potentially fighting an uphill battle to stay with a guy who, look, people like a lot. You've done the thing where you've done the right thing in terms of, you know, having him resign, having him step away. And it looks like your program identifies mistakes and takes care of it and fosters a welcoming environment, as opposed to other people saying, you know, LSU saying, well, look what happened there, right? They clearly don't care about their kids, about their players. They'll say whatever they want. They'll embarrass you in front of other people. They'll say words like that multiple times. You know, that's something that could actually happen when you go into a living room, when you go into somebody's kitchen, whatever it is, talk to parents, talk to players. So eliminating that distraction, eliminating that possibility, it's a distraction in the short term, but they've eliminated a long-term distraction. I think it'll go away as we move forward. All right, that will do it for the show today. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me personally at @JoshNeighbors_. Find the show wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube as well. Till next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.